Yeah, you know, it's been a it's exciting to talk about all the things that we have going on, but you know, it's been a tough month.
It's been a tough month here,
and with the passing of my good friend Spence Rigdon, and as obviously the last month, I'm so glad that we were able to name the field after Spence, and he was able to see that before he passed away. So we're going to have, and the timing of it was really just perfect. I think it was one of those things that was just meant to be. But we'll have his name. That's actually going to be on the turf. It's going to be on the field. Yeah. So we're excited about that. And we will once the turf is complete, we'll do something when the time's appropriate, kind of when the season starts. You know, we talked to his wife Christina a little bit on what the timing is to do that. So we'll have something as well for him. And also wanted to mention there's still the opportunities for those folks that are interested in donating to his family. There's a GoFundMe page, but also over here at Bank First, they have accounts set up to help his family. And also wanted to mention, we also had a Rusty Ryan, a long-term custodian for the district. Matter of fact, he passed away the day of Spence's funeral. So it was really a tough day. He was in hospice, and he's been with the district for over 30 years and was just a blessing. He was a guy that was he started off working for us as a custodian out at Wilson Elementary and brief retirement, but he passed away. I mean, he's 84 years old, lived a wonderful life, and he was, the last several years, he's been the district mailman. So he was the guy that went around and delivered the interoffice mail at our nine school sites, and also over at transportation and maintenance. And he was just a joy. He came in and was honorary as there ever one could be. That was Rusty Ryan. And everyone just loved him. He had a wonderful service for him last week. And so, and his family's from here. I mean, he's just a big part of our school, and so he's desperately missed. So those are a couple of things that have happened here in the last month that have really been tough. But you know, our Bruin family is staying together and looking forward to moving forward as we get into the holiday season.